This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, Syria is fiercely denying that it's holding any kidnapped Americans. This after President Biden accused Syria of holding U.S. journalist Austin Tice. He disappeared near Damascus in 2012. She says her work is not over, but Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a Trump critic, has lost her primary race. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Wyoming Republican Representative Liz Cheney loses a GOP primary to Harriet Hageman, a lawyer backed by former President Donald Trump. After conceding the race, Cheney told supporters,
"Now the real work begins."
The three-term member of Congress and co-chair of the January 6th committee says former President Trump and his allies at the national, state, and local levels are a threat to the nation.
"If we do not condemn the conspiracies and the lies, if we do not hold those responsible to account, we will be excusing this conduct."
I'm Tim McGuire.
Another frequent Trump critic, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, made it through Alaska's primary to the general election. Also in Alaska, Sarah Palin, who Donald Trump supports, is going into the November general election in the race for Alaska's only House seat. Former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani is scheduled to appear in court in Atlanta this morning. The AP's Donna Warder.
The special grand jury is investigating attempts by former President Donald Trump and others to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia. It's not clear how much the former New York mayor and Trump attorney will be willing to say now that Giuliani's lawyers have been told that he's a target of the investigation.
The AP's Donna Warder reporting. Climate scientists say the new spending package that President Biden just signed will trim future warming a little bit. The price of gas is still falling. Gas is $3.94 a gallon today. This is AP News. You may have seen his blockbuster World War II film, Das Boot. Wolfgang Petersen has died. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
German filmmaker Wolfgang Petersen has died of pancreatic cancer in Los Angeles, according to his representative. He was 81. Wolfgang Petersen's breakthrough film was the German-language film Das Boot, earning 6 Oscar nominations. Among Petersen's other films were The Perfect Storm, The Never-Ending Story, In the Line of Fire, and Air Force One.
Immortality! Take it! It's yours!
Petersen also directed the film Troy. He told reporters in 2004, one scene shot in Malta always stood out in his memory.
When Helen and the entourage, when they all come first time, greet Peter O'Toole on the steps there of the palace, we read the next day that that was the hottest place on earth.
I'm Margie Zarletta.
The top-rated primetime show last week was America's Got Talent on Tuesday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.